WCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net calls nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,000. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP.
HTP, KI4VLW, Randy with an announcement.
KI4VLW, please go ahead with your announcement at this time.
VLW, thank you, Randy. And also, if you would, check in Linda, KJ4CRL, and after the announcement, we'll both be negative and negative. But about a month, or 2 months from today, will be our Hamfest up here, the West Coast Hamfest in Asheville, Waynesville. We got a lot of veals up here. Will be Saturday, July 24th. It will be at the Smoky Mountain Event Center, which was formerly the Haywood County Fairgrounds. And for those that know, basically, it's at the same place. Gates open at 8 a.m. We do have advance tickets. And if anyone wants advance tickets, since I went down, and hopefully it'll be up this week, but I'm not too sure, they can send me an email. And I will send them the form to download to go ahead and get early tickets. If you want a table inside the building or a space in the pole barn, and my email is rtsp71@aol.com. Again, that's Romeo Tango Sierra Papa 71@aol.com. And just send me an email, and I'll forward you the form to download and print out. Again, that's our West Coast Ham Fest, Saturday, July 25th, at the Smoky Mountain Event Center in Waynesville, North Carolina. And Ruth, our Ham Fest chairman, has done a fantastic job getting this put on. Got a lot of vendors coming in, and we will have a food truck. So that's my announcement for tonight, Wendy. Thank you very much. Everybody have a great upcoming week. KI4VLW, back to net control.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that announcement. Just to review for you quickly, it's a Hamfest, July 25th, which is a Saturday, in Waynesville. And it's at the Smoky Mountain Event Center, starts at 8 a.m. Lots of vendors and advanced tickets are available. For details or questions, or to get yourself a spot to, I don't know what we call it, tailgate or whatever it is. Anyway, you email rtsp71@aol.com. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Randy?
On the date, it's July the 24th.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you. That is July 24th. It's a Saturday. So There's the detail, and again, with questions, you can contact Randy, rtsp71@aol.com. Thank you for your announcement. Let's see. Oh, and, yes, thank you for checking in. I have you and Miss Linda, KI4BLW and KJ4CIL, both from Asheville. Thank you very much for checking in. All right, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. So here come the early check-ins. First up, I have Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and Ms. Isla, N4IEI, checking in from Traveler's Rest. Next up, I have Sid checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Then I have Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Next I have Steven checking in from Greer, KO4OLK. Then I'd like to recognize Bill checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Then I have KA5WLL, Leroy, checking in from Taylor. AA4RM, Robert, checking in from Easley. He's the other Monday Night Net controller. And then I'd like to recognize my husband, W2MJB, checking in from right here in Simpsonville. At this time, I'd like to invite any new hams to check in. If you recently got your license or are not familiar with the check-in process, or you just want to go first and you're new, all those reasons are great. If you'd like to check in, just come on the radio and say net control, and I will walk you through the process and ask you the questions to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm going to welcome EchoLink stations to check in. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll go ahead and move to our radio frequency check-ins. And tonight, being Sunday, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. And Wendy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's negative and negative.
For HTP. N, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. QTH is Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW. And he brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Rick, and please pass along our greetings to Ms. Lorena and Ms. Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Taylor, KO4BDM. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Jim. And then I have Mr. Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kurt. You have a good, clear signal tonight. All right, anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta that would like to check in at this time. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Yeah, minute. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. This is AK. I'm in Easley. Negative.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, David and Taylor's. Negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome AK checking in from Easley, W4AKG, and then Mr. David checking in from Taylor's, KB4CBA. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. I just remembered an announcement I wanted to make, so I guess I have that luxury since I can blank my announcement at any time, but I'd like to announce at the beginning when we have more people listening, I hope. During the month of July, I would like to, and the other net controller for Monday night, who is Robert, AA4RM, we would like to issue the, I guess you could call it a challenge or an invitation. Maybe invitation is better. We would like to get 100 check-ins every Monday night during the month of July. So that can be early check-ins, you know, on the by going to the website, or it can be Echolink check-ins or regular radio check-ins, however we our APRS messages, that works too. But we would like to try to get 100 check-ins every Monday during the month of July. So if you could help us by participating in the fun, I estimate it'll take a couple of hours, but we, you know, we'll stick to the groups and we'll move it fast, and it would be really a bunch of fun to hear that many people checking in. And of course, when you're not calling the net, you have the luxury of doing something else at the same time while you listen in. So, you know, folding laundry, doing the dishes, or whatever you do when you're doing two things at one time. So just keep that in mind, and please spread the word. We would love to have 100 check-ins every Monday night during the month of July. All right, that concludes my announcement. We'll go back to our check-ins, and I'll give one more shout-out to the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, checking in from Pendleton, KO4DZS. Thank you for joining us tonight, Scott. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group at this time, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative tonight. Thank you.
HTP. Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Wendy, and everyone has a good week. And Wendy, sounds like you got a good net started, so have a good one. Check me in and out, please.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, have to put the mic button press down on Harriet Cameron, or... We'll stick around, Wendy, if I can remember to keep the push-to-talk button down.
Hello? In Kilo Yankee 4, Echo Foxtrot, Barry. I'm in Central. I'm on mobile. I have no announcements and no comments.
Hello? 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4 HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4 HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next, I'd like to welcome Dan, checking in from Northern Simpsonville, WB4 FEE. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, Mr. Dan. Next, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry, I have you down for some RAGCHU later. Thank you for that. Next up, I have Barry, checking in from Mobile in Central, KY4EF. Thank you for checking in tonight, Barry. And then I have Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Gene. At this time, I'd like to take a break from the radio check-ins, and we'll go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call Net Control.
Cindy, please check in Kilo 4, Yankee, November. Recognize Kilo 4, Yankee, November, Dog. Negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Mike India, Doug and Dylan, South Carolina.
This is KN4 HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fletch, checking in from Easley, K4YNG. Great to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Fletch. Thank you for checking in. And thank you for listening in. Next up, I'd like to welcome Doug, checking in from Dylan, KO4PMI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Doug. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, I'm going to switch back to radio check-ins, and we'll go to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4JIA, Dennis King Gaffney, 73. Good evening to you all in the net.
ADP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
4HTP. K4AAD.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Dennis from Gaffney, KG4JIA. Thank you for joining us tonight around the radio, Dennis. Next up, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, James. Then I'd like to welcome Miss Alice, checking in from Taylor's, K4KAE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Miss Alice. Is there anyone else at this time in the group, India through Lima, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu N, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic. No round table.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4.
Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. And a good week. 7-3.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Andy, checking in from Table Rock. KI4LCI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Andy. Next up, I have my friend Larry, checking in from Greer. KK4JBQ. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna. KC4MFK. Please pass along my greetings to Miss Donna. Thank you for joining us tonight, Larry. Yours is one of my favorite voices on the radio. All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and move to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP, this is KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. I'm in Campobello. No traffic, no comments, and my wife is in the shack tonight. Her name is Anna.
4HTP, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor, Walter in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, and Kilo Oscar 4, November Juliet. This is Tyler over in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
HTP. Oscar 4, November Romeo. This is Jerry. I'll be negative negative on mobile in Greenville tonight.
HTP. Andy, nice to hear your voice on the radio again. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt Nenman, I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile MP Box. 73D1D, all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chad, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Anna. Hope you're having a good evening, and thanks for joining us around the radio. Next, I'd like to recognize Walter, checking in from... can't read my writing. We're going to go with Simpsonville. KO4 MWV. Thank you for joining us tonight, Walter. Then I have Mr. Tyler checking in from Taylor's. KO4 NNJ. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. Tyler. Next, I'd like to welcome Jerry checking in. He is mobile in Greenville. KO4 NNR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jerry. Then I'd like to recognize Mr. Walt checking in from Inman. K4OIM. Walt is the net control on Tuesday nights, so please tune in on Tuesdays to check in with him. And then next up, I have Mr. Fred checking in from Piedmont. KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Fred. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. All right, we'll give another shout out to the group Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. And out, K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat, in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, checking in from Malden, K4OSH. You have such a clear signal, Mr. Pat. It's great. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, at this time, I'm going to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. It's your turn to check in. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Will, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative and 73s to everybody on the net tonight.
Control, please check in KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Carroll, checking in from Greenville, KM4RGX. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Taylor's, KA2TXJ. Thanks for joining us around the radio tonight, Mr. Jim. All right, anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve in Inman. And I'll be negative and negative. Everyone have a nice evening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tommy. And then I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4ZWA. You have a really clear signal tonight, Steve. It's great. Thank you for checking in with me. All right, we'll give another opportunity to the group Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open check-ins up to the entire alphabet. Anyone who'd like to check in that hasn't had the opportunity yet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Please check in and out November 4, Bravo X-ray Bravo. It's Herb up in Shelby.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Control. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. It's KO4JKV, Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in from Shelby, N4BXB. Thank you for joining us tonight. Good to hear your voice on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dave, and thanks for the service you do. Managing this net. Then I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thank you for joining us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are having a good evening. All right, is there anyone else all the way through the alphabet? Alpha through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I related to my announcement made earlier about wanting to have 100 check-ins every Monday night in the month of July. My time estimate, I think, was incorrect on that because we have been running the net for just over a half hour, and I have 47 check-ins. So I think it would take just over, let's see, I've been running the net for just over a half hour at this point. So to get 100 check-ins, it won't take much more than an hour. So for those of you who are thinking 11 p.m., like I was, it's not going to run that late. So anyway, please mark that on your calendar. Of course, I'll be reminding you, and Mr. Robert will be reminding you every Monday until then. So at this time, I'd like to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG chews. At this time, I would like to call on my friend Harry, KC4EZN. How was the weather out your way today?
HTP, good evening. KC4EZN, you're sounding a little bit stronger tonight. I think you're about back into your old stride. Weather up here was very pleasant today. Had enough of a breeze. Our church had an outdoor worship service this morning at a place up here called Rabbit Rabbit. It's basically a vacant lot that they went in and cleaned it up and spaced tables out and then put in some AV equipment, speakers to where you can hear and all of that. And we'd already made plans to do that, so it was nice to sit outside on the edge in a little bit of a shade, a nice breeze blowing. Don't know all the ins and outs, but we had to wear our mask to walk through the gate. Once we got through the gate and got out of the open area, we could take them off. Anyway, that was kind of nice. Enjoyed the afternoon. It's been an interesting couple of weeks up here. Our refrigerator decided that it was time to stop functioning and managed to find another one of roughly the same size. We had a large refrigerator, and my wife wanted another one. Was having trouble finding one that size that didn't cost $6,000 to $8,000. We finally found out that the outside of the refrigerator didn't change, but because of the Energy Star ratings and stuff, the insulation got thicker, so the inside got smaller. So anyway, we got that. Quit living out there. It was almost on like a camping trip. We were got to sleep in the bed at night, take a bath and a shower, but we lived out of coolers for a week. That was enough of an adventure for that. But it's grass is growing and got some weeding I've got to do. I've got three rhubarb plants and the weeds are crowded around them. I've got some mulch and stuff around them that sort of protects them, but the rest of it has got to be weed eaten. Gotta get up and get that done. Not a whole lot else going on, Wendy. I'm just glad to hear you back. It sounds like you're about full strength, and we're bouncing back into your court. Again, for HTV, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Your outdoor church sounds just lovely. I can't imagine something better, unless it was a little on the warm side today, but sounds very pleasant. My voice has held up pretty good today. I taught the 8-year-old class in Sunday school this morning, and they are darling. It was my first time with this new opportunity to teach, and I just loved them. They're just an adorable bunch. That's a wonderful age. And then I saved my voice till this evening. Oh, I did a little bit of singing, which sounded terrible because I don't have the pitches, I guess. I can't control the pitch very well in my voice, but at least I got to say the words out loud. Later tonight, I think I'll call my dad. He lives west of here, so he's in a different time zone. So I'm expecting a lot of my voice, and it's been holding up. So, and it is a little better. I talked to my sister, who's a voice teacher, and she just said, look, I'm fed up with your voice. Let me give you some exercises. So she gave me exercises to stretch the vocal cords, is how she described it. And all of them involve filling your cheeks with air, so you're kind of like a puffer fish, just really full cheeks, and forcing your cheeks to stay full forces more air down through the vocal cords, and then that stretches them out so that they can, in my case, return to normal. She uses it as an exercise to help her students get more vocal range. But so she gave me three exercises that are along those lines. One's just the puffer fish, where you blow air out your lips. The other one she calls the whale, where you look like the puffer fish, but then you make whale songs, you know, just how the whales go up and down in their, when we hear them anyway, in the water. And then the third one, she has me filling my cheeks and then blowing into a glass of water through a straw. And it has helped a lot. So it's interesting, but it was cute how she was just, we were talking on the phone, and she says, look, I've had it with your voice. Let me give you some exercises. So she set me up.
For HTP, KC4 ECN. That sounds kind of interesting. I hadn't thought of that. I use a CPAP machine. And when I first got it, we went to some meetings and things, and one of the exercises that they wanted you to do, and I never did quite figure out how you do it, but the instrument that the, whatever they call the indigenous Australian people, call a didgeridoo, basically, you do what they call circular breathing, and you are blowing in this thing and making that interesting sound that it makes. This guy was using a piece of PVC pipe instead of the Australian instrument. These folks watch a tree root, and termites get in it. And when the termites have got the inside of the tree root hollowed out to the right size, then they dig the root up and turn it into an instrument. But this thing of being able to exhale and inhale, and I think what it was you're inhaling through your nose while you're exhaling through your mouth to make the noise that thing makes. And so I tried that and never succeeded in making it work. I never did get around to trying making noise with a piece of PVC pipe, but I figured if I couldn't get the breathing part right, the rest of it wasn't going to work either. But yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. KC4EZN.
Tried it as you were describing, to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth at the same time, and that's challenging. I can send air out both my nose and mouth at the same time, but I'll bet it would be fascinating for me to see an actual didgeridoo. They have a unique sound, and it's kind of fun to, for her to throw that into her exercise for what she wanted you to try and learn for your breathing. As far as the gardening goes, your rhubarb sounds good. That's something that I think spreads, doesn't it, year to year? You get just a little more rhubarb every year.
My fingers crossed. This is the third year for one plant, second year for the second plant in this particular location, the first year for the third plant. And we've got some friends that had a rhubarb plant that this thing was just huge. And the rhubarb stems it put out were like an inch wide. And she called me up one day, and she says, you've got to come over and cut some rhubarb. And I went over and cut two grocery bags full and had enough for everything that I do for the summer and gave some away. And you could not tell that I had cut any out of that plant. But
What I've got grows more like the size of a celery stalk, and it takes about two cuttings of all three plants to get enough rhubarb to make a standard whatever it is, 8 or 9 inch pie. It takes about 3 cups of rhubarb, and it takes me about two cuttings to accumulate that much. But that's my garden this year, and I think I'm gonna plant a sweet potato plant. I did it last year, put it in a pot. Had to build a wire fence around it because the groundhog that lives under my storage building really likes those tender shoots, and we kind of came to an agreement that if I let the vine grow outside the cage, it was his, and if I kept it inside the cage, then it was mine. And that seemed to work right well for both of us, because I wound up getting I planted half of the potato that sprouted, and I cooked the other half and ate it, and I got about 2 potatoes back out of that, which I'd never grown a sweet potato in a pot, but I'm going to play with that again this year. I used to have a little bit bigger garden, and the trees grew up over the spot and got so shady it didn't work, and I haven't gotten around to making another spot, but and rhubarb's an acquired taste, sort of, we're working at it. KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Well, I have high hopes for your rhubarb patch, so I hope that grows healthy and strong and increases in size every year. My lavender is in bloom, and it just smells delicious, and my, not that I'm going to eat it, but the daisy gardenias that I have those bushes, and their fragrance just smells like heaven, and I have a few blooms that have popped out on those, so I really enjoy time out on my screened-in porch, although it has to be during the darkness now, because it's just really on the warm side today for me. I did go out there for a while, and I was out there for a while yesterday, because it's just so pleasant. We have a great yard for birds of all kinds, mostly these rust-covered, colored birds. Not sure what they are, and then there's some magpies, and they're very happy birds, and I can't help to just feel happier because I'm listening to them talking to each other out there. It's very nice, so. So we live in a beautiful state, don't we, where if we have a little peace we can enjoy of the outdoors, it really makes life more joyful.
N4HTP, KC4ECN. Yeah, that's kind of fun. When we moved into this house, my wife's sister's husband as a housewarming present brought me a bird feeder. And just the two of us in the house, of the front bedroom, as we call it, came to the office. I set that bird feeder up so I could look out the window and watch it. And I don't know, somewhere in my computer, I probably got 1,000 photographs. Every time I would see a new bird or a bird doing something interesting, I would take a picture of it and send it in the computer. But it was kind of interesting to watch the birds and the squirrels. And the blue jays and the squirrels had some kind of arrangement. The blue jays would only eat certain kinds of seeds. And basically, I fill this thing up about twice a day with a mix and had all kinds of little seeds, black sunflower seeds and stuff like that in it. Blue jays would not eat the black sunflower seeds, and so the squirrels would sit there and wait on the blue jays. They would come in and sweep their heads back and forth and just, sweep everything out of the bird feeder and eat what they wanted, and when they left, then the squirrels came over and cleaned up after them. That was kind of interesting. And I had a flicker, and a flicker is a bird that clings to the side of a tree. It's, I think it's in the woodpecker family. And this poor bird was hanging on to the bottom edge of that bird feeder, had his head curled up so he could eat the
seeds, and his tail was tucked all the way up under that bird feeder to give him some kind of counterbalance or traction or something. It was funny to watch this bird basically in shaped like a C around the edge of that bird feeder. But it was kind of interesting just to watch the different animals and different birds would arrive at different times, and you couldn't quite set your watch, but almost felt like somewhere up there there's a crow or something's got a schedule, and he says, okay, go finches, you're up next. Blue Jays, you're in line now. Be ready. So, anyway, enjoyed this, Wendy. We'll bounce it back to you and say 7-3 to you on this. And been kind of fun. It's good to hear you. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. It's been really nice talking to you, Harry. Thanks for sticking around for RAG 2. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone? For comments or for check-ins, we're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
Well, LZI would like to give W4DJW a call.
KI4LZI, let's see, W4DJW, are you still tuned in?
W4DJW, ready to copy.
She wasn't calling you yet about the net report, was you? I had something to ask you, Dave. Have you heard N4DIZ Joel on the net any time recently?
Well, that's a call sign I haven't heard in quite a while. N4DIZ. I'm looking him up. Let's see, when the last time I heard Joel was May the 23rd, 2021. So N4DIZ, no, that's me just now punching his call in there. Okay, 10/29/2020. So October the 29th was the last time he checked in with me, Andy.
For LZI, well, my sister and mother was by where he lives yesterday, and it looked like it was kind of growing up and all like that. And I just wondered if anybody knew whether he was in a nursing home or if he was a silent key or not.
I just went to his QRZ page, and there's no updates there. So, I don't know. That is strange, though, that we haven't heard from him since October, because he's been checking in since 2006. So that's, yeah, and pretty regularly since 2006. So I don't know, but I'll let you know if I hear anything.
I think I know where he lives, and back a couple of years ago, he even went down there to the field day, backside there of down there where the field day was being conducted, down there around where the horses and the county park and all. And as you see, here recently, we hadn't heard anything, and I'm just wondering if he's a goner, like a lot of the others. So back to you and turn it to net control. KI4L's the guy.
Okay, Andy. Well, I appreciate you bringing it to my attention, because I hadn't thought about that, but that is a long time for him to go missing. If I find out anything, I'll let you know, though. Appreciate it. KI4LCI, W4DJW, back to KN4HTP. Thanks, Wendy.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, thanks for thinking of him, Andy, and I hope we get an update and he's able to join us or give us news soon. Is there anyone else that I've missed for comments or for check-ins? Anyone that hasn't checked in yet, still listening in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Robert, AA4RM, will be running the net tomorrow night. and I'm sure he would appreciate you checking in with him. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break now for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. Well, I'm having trouble getting that to transmit, so I will submit that by email. But just for your information, I had 47 check-ins, and let's see. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks to all for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.